Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're tuned into Spectrum on 657 AM.
Liesel, let me tell you, I hold you responsible for the smile on my face right now. What is so heavy metal about that? I mean, that is like a proper sing-along leaky right there. Oh man, great sounds of music, my family. So Liesel, if you listen on Monday, you know how we do, right? When we pick up a song that we like, it becomes part of the playlist. This is definitely coming through. You know, when you said heavy metal, I thought, I don't know, when we were young, heavy metal was, is it Bon Jovi? Yeah, I mean, that was before Christ, BC in my life. Anyway, so that was like the heavy metal sound. I didn't realize that this was also heavy metal. But anyway, listen, doesn't matter, darling. We absolutely enjoyed that selection. And thank you so much for coming through, my family. 45 minutes after 4. That is your time. First Love is our leaky taking us to our conversation this afternoon. And we absolutely are looking forward to chatting, my family, and reflecting on the upcoming men's conference with Pastor Nimrod Gekana, who's standing by on the line right now. As you continue, just going on, my first love. Conversation continues at Spectrum on Radio Pulpit. You're on 657 AM. My family, on the 17th to the 19th of May, all the men in South Africa are invited to join the National Men's Fellowship Conference out in Mangabung Sports Center, Rocklands in Bloemfontein. And to tell us more about that, Pastor Nimrod Nkosi Mfundisi, Pastor Nimrod Gekana Mfundisi, good afternoon. I beg your pardon. How do you do?
I'm fine, and you?
Absolutely wonderful, Mfundisi, absolutely wonderful. Now, let's start by just understanding, Mfundisi, the AFM is inviting all the men in South Africa to come together to join in. What is the heart of this fellowship and this conference?
The heart of this upcoming conference, which is held every year around the month of May, and we are very, very careful to make sure that it is done after Mother's Day. You know, we first celebrate our mothers, and then we deal with men's issues. So we have this fellowship every May, and this year it's on the 17th to the 19th of May in Sports Center in Mangaung, in Rockland. So our theme is simply challenges men faith. And we are going to be having the opening on Friday with our national director, Pastor Makaudi, who will do the opening of the conference and sort of just reflect on, are we still on our mandate as men? In the church and broadly, because we seek to make sure that we impact on family, the church, and the society. And then on Saturday morning, we will have Dr. Johan Serfontein to speak to us also. And then thereafter, that's where the rubber hits the road. We will have 5 breakaway sessions. The first one will deal with men's fellowship and and the challenge of raising the boy child. And this will be addressed by one of our upcoming young leaders, Mr. Neo Museta, who has is heading something called Tinta, whereby he focuses on young people, teenagers, and also supporting, the boy child. And we will be going to a school in the nearby area to donate 100 pair of shoes to the kids in that school who might be having challenges with that. Then the second track will be on men, the challenge of gender-based violence.
mm-hmm.
addressed by Mr. Mbuiza Lebota, who is a renowned speaker and who has dealt with the issue of race violence over a number of years.
Mm.
He's also been working with gender Sonke and dealing with various men's forums around the country.
Right, right.
Yes. And then the third one is the challenge of unemployment and its impact on the identity of men. How does unemployment affect men? And so that will be addressed by Pastor John Mutaum, who is a businessman, a pastor, and has also been working in the corporate world for a number of years. Then the fourth one is men and the challenge to create multiple income streams. And this one will be addressed by Pastor Zweli Dlamini. He's an IT specialist. He's a businessman. He's also a pastor. And then the last one is men, the challenge as it relates to the issue of prostate cancer.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Mfundisi. Mfundisi, I beg your pardon, sir. I'll tell you what we're going to do. I keep getting static feedback from your phone. It's either you've got the radio on or there's some kind of static feedback that I'm getting from you. So I'm going to try and ask that you adjust the sound. And in the meantime, my family, if you've just joined us, it's 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Let's try and see if we can help Mfundisi with his sound at this time. The conversation that you have just walked into, if you've just tuned in, we are in conversation this afternoon with Pastor Nimrod Gigana. Pastor Nimrod Gigana is the secretary at the Apostolic Faith Mission of South Africa National Men's Conference, National Men's Fellowship Conference coming up on the 17th to the 19th of May. So if you know that this coming weekend you know you wanted to do something and you don't know what to do, that trip's only 4 hours drive to Bloemfontein. Might cost you something, but you'll come back with wealth of knowledge. Let's try and get back to Mfundisi and see if we can get him on a better line. Mfundisi, so I think the static feedback, no, my family. Let's definitely try and see if we can actually get another way in which to connect with Mfundisi this afternoon. And so that's the conversation. We really look forward to the report that is going to be coming from the ground. And of course, the one and only Bujack Mosuetla is going to be on the ground to represent Radio Pulpit. And while we do that, he has great sounds of music. And before we do that, we got a message from Sue, who requested that beautiful, beautiful offering that we played, I Surrender All, from Don Morwen earlier on today, my family. And here's what Sue had to say.
Thank you for that vision. And I love Don Morwen.
Yeah.
He's got such a soft, gentle voice.
He really does. Talk about beautiful voices. Here's our quick break. And we're going to try and see how we can get Mfundisi on a better line.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.